We are learning Masechtas Be'yadav Zayin Amabez, and we are starting approximately 10 lines from the top by the two dots. We had in the Mishnah, the second Machlokes B'Shamay and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that the shear to be over by Yirah by Yimotzeh, which means having chametz in your house, is B'Kazayis. And it's Sai by, and that's by Sa'ar. That's when you have sourdough. When you have sourdough, that's the shear's Kazayis. But there's a Kula. When it comes to chametz, if it's a kazayis, you're not chayiv, it has to be the shir kaseves, which is a date, which is a little bigger. And Beis Hillel said, no, both shirim are the kazayis. And now Gemara has explained this machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So to Gemara, Maita Marad Beis Shammai. What's the reason Beis Shammai that he's mechalek between Sa'ar and Chometz? So Gemara says, Imkein lichtev rachmona chometz loy boy Sa'ar. Why, when it comes to the lava, by Yerah, by Yamotzeh, the pasuk says, why does it have two separate lavim, sa'ar and chametz? Just say chametz, loy boy sa'ar, and you'll make kavachaymer. But no, I mean, ma chametz she'en chumutzi kasha, ma the chametz which is not so strong. The chametz is not so strong. Sourdough can make other things chametz. It's like a yeast. But chametz not so strong. And still, the kazayis, we're makbet already kazayis, sa'ar she chumutzi kasha l'kashkin, certain sa'ar, that's even more chametz dik for shobi chayiv v'ayira. So sar the kasher v'chana l'amali. Why does it say sar? Separate pasuk of sar. Loim lacha teach us shiuri shel zeh loy kashuri shel zeh. Teach us that the shiurim are not the same, and the shiurim are not the same. So we know that the chametz has to be more kula dik. So the first, the minimum shear is kazayis. So that's what sar is, and the next shear above that is kaseves. That's how we know that the shear of chametz v'ayira v'yamatz is kaseves. Rashi has not a pshat that according to Beis Shammai it's a locha l'moish mesinai. That Sa'ar is b'kazayis and chametz is b'kaseves. But Beis Shammai holds as Iker limud is because it separates the two things. It says Sa'ar and chametz, so you see that the two separate things. But Beis Hillel says no, tzrichi, you need both of them are tzrichas. You need a laugh of both of them. Dikas rachmona Sa'ar, we just said Sa'ar, have minyan shem chametz kasha. That's why you're over by your rabbi yamatzav. A chametz, the ain chametz kasha, a chametz that's not so strong, you wouldn't be chayiv. Tzricha, so you need to say chametz. Because you want a chametz, it's in the royal achila. If it's a chametz, because it's royal to eat. Ava sa'ar, she'ed royal achila, but sa'ar, it's not royal to eat. It's sourdough, emaloi, tzricha. Therefore, you need the both. They both have a special thing. The sa'ar is stronger chametz, and chametz is more royal achila. Therefore, you need both things. Don't ask me a kash why it says both. Comes from our pasuk. Don't Rab Zera. And the pasuk says regarding achilas chametz says shivas yom sa'ar lo yamatzev otechem ki chol oichel machmetzes v'nichus ha'nevashim v'adas Yisrael. Starts off with the word sa'ar lo yamatzev and ends off with oichel machmetzes. And Rab Zera darshins don't Rab Zera pasuk kosev sa'ar v'sayim v'chametz lo yamalach zehu sa'ar zehu chametz. They're all the same in the halachas. So it's not mistaken Beis Shammai to argue Rav Zera if he brings a raya from a pasuk to his shita. So Gemara says, "Le'in achila kulam le'pligi." Everyone agrees regarding eating chametz or eating sa'ar. Everyone agrees the shear is kazayis. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not a machlekes. Ki pligi le'in beer. Machlekes is a gabbai the iser by your raw by your matzah, not having chametz around your house. Beis Shammai is very loyal for the beer machila. You don't learn how beer from achila. Why not? Because, like Rashi explains, because it says, lo yirah l'cha chametz v'lo yirah l'cha sa'ar. It separates two lavim. Therefore, you don't learn out from achila. You do learn out the beer machila. So, achila is kazayis. Beer is also kazayis. So, Tais asks, why do you need a tzrichasa for? If you learn out from beer from achila, why do you need a tzrichasa? So, Tais answers that if not, you would say like Beis Shammai, since the Torah machalik and two separate lavim, lo yirah l'cha sa'ar v'lo yirah l'cha chametz. So you would say it's two separate shurim. Kamash Mulan the Trichasa, that's not two separate shurim. Itmanami, on Ves Rechanina, Machlekas and Yabir, the Homokas Bisham Beis Hillel is only guided by Rabbi Yamatza. Lin Achil, the Rakos, that was Exais. By Achil, everyone agrees it's Exais. Taina Mahachi, there's a Bryce, the first Bryce like that also. Loyer Rucha Sa'ar, Loyer Rucha Chamet, Zel Machlekas Bisham Beis Hillel. The Machlekas of Bali Rabbi Yamatza, that's Machlekas Bisham Beis Hillel. Shabisham and Mesar Bekazayas, the Chamet's Bekazavas, the Sa'ar is Kazayas, and Chamet's a bigger shear, it's more cool than a shear of Kazavas. We still learn Mesar Bekazayas. So we see from this price that a whole machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only guided by Rabbi Yamatzah. And just that's a sikum. The legabe eating about them agrees the shear is kazayis. The guy about Rabbi Yamatzah is machlokes. According to Beis Shammai, Sa'ar is kazayis and chametz b'kaseves. According to Beis Hillel, both of them are b'kazayis. Zokting Maravaita. It's in the Mishnah, the third machlokes of the Mishnah. It says, Sheikhet chayiv oif v'yomtif. So Beishame says, you'd cover it, you do Kisi Adam. Well, Beisila says, you're not allowed to shecht it, but if you do it, you're not allowed to unless you have Afa Mukhan, you peered your earth already. But if you do it, then you could cover it. And we'll see a little bit more if you're being Oyba Isidoraisa or not. Because usually when you do Kisi Adam, there's a lot of Isurim that can happen. First of all, you're digging in the ground, that's Chayfer. Then you're taking the Afar and you're grinding it up, that's like Tchina. And then you're also moving the Afar, which is Muksa. A lot of Isurim evolved. So Pashtus, you would learn right now that Pshat Beis Shammai is that he holds that the Osi Asay of Kisi Adam and Deicha Loisa Asay Malacha. But we'll see later on in the Gemara, the next Gemara, that that's not the case. It really here is only Issa D'Rabbanan, but right now we could learn, just for argument's sake, that you can even Oiva Issa D'Rais according to Beis Shammai, because Osi Asay, the Mitzvah Asay of Kisi Adam is Deicha Loisa Asay of Malachas Yontif. So let's talk about the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah that a sheichet chayev oif yomtiv, you should cover it. Now, a sheichet chayev oif sounds like it's like past tense. It sounds like it's b'di'evet. If you shechted it, you cover it. That's what sounds like Beisham is saying. Not like atchila. If you did it, you could do kisa adam. A sheichet the evan in like atchila loy. It sounds like Beisham agrees that like atchila you shouldn't shech. Eimer seifo, b'silo eimer lo yishchoit, you shouldn't shech. Mechlal, tanakam masav yishchoit. Sounds like tanakam masav, you could shech the atchila. So I went on a whole kasha. That's not so shver, because you could tie it like this. But he's still saying, lo yishchet v'yichase. Don't shecht and then cover. If you shecht, don't do kisa adam. Lo yishchet v'yichase kama. But the problem is, Eim Seifo, it says in the Seifo, Moidim, Beisil even agrees, Shem Shachat, that if you did the shechit already, Sheyichafar v'deke v'yichase. Yachbar v'deke v'yichase. You should take a shovel and dig and cover it. So, Beis Hill holds, even b'diyav, you let it cover it. So obviously, Beis Shammai is going l'chatchila. Mechal, the reish, l'av v'diyavadu. Obviously, Beis Shammai is saying, they let it do it l'chatchila, l'chatchila, l'chatchila. Amarava, I'll tell you how to read this Mishnah. Amarava, hachkama. Hashaychet shibolim aleich. A shaychet that came to ask what he should do. Ketzad, oimrim loy. What do you tell him? When it comes to ask a shaykh, what do you tell him? Beshama oimrim loy shechot chafar v'chasei. Beshama says, you tell him, bekashchita, and then dig and cover it. It's all lechatchila. So when it says hashaychet, just the lashon is, the guy's coming to do shchita, he's coming to ask a shayla. According to Beis Shammai, tell him lechatchila, go shecht it. Beisilayim lo yishchay, do not shecht. Elam kenoy lo afa mucham boydeim. Only if you have earth prepared before Shabbat, before Yomtiv. Rav Yosef Amalch Kama. It's very similar. We'll see what the Nafmir Rav Yosef and Rabbi is in the Gemara in a second. Rav Yosef Amalch Kama. Hashcheich shebali malach. Someone who comes to ask if he's allowed to be shecht because he didn't have anything prepared. Ketzad. Oim lo beisham. Ketzad oim lo beisham. Oimrim. Go dig, shecht, and cover. You cannot shecht unless you have earth prepared from before Yontif. So the difference between Rav and Rav Yosef, the same pshat. The only difference is Rav Yosef said, and he said, first dig and then shecht. And Rav's lashon was, first shecht, then dig. Only a Bible Yosef, Lema, Mar, Rabba, Rab Zero, Lema, Mar, Rabba, Rab Zero, Omarab, Kamifikusui. Maybe you're arguing in the memra of Zero Marab. The Omarab Zero Marab, Hashaychet, someone of Shechs, this is a regular Shechting in the weekday, Tsarch Shitin, Ophelamata, Ophelamila. You have to put loose dirt on the bottom and dirt on top. Shinema, it says in the Pasik, Veshofak as Doma, you Shecht the animal, and you cover it with earth. It says, bi'afa. Afa l'nemer, la bi'afa. Malame, we learn from this, a sheikhet tzarech shitin afa l'mata v'afa l'mayla. See from here, that the sheikhet has to put afa l'mata, and afa l'mayla says, bi'afa, it sounds like in between the afa. So very geschmack. The mar is le the rab zera. You hold rab zera, therefore you hold, you have to dig first, to make the earth loose, and then put the dam on top of it, and then cover it. But rab lester rab zera, and rab is not rab zera. Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered, no. Bein l'di, bein l'rabba, is the Rav Zeri. Both hold the Rav Zeri. You have to cover both ways. Rav Asava, ika afa l'mata, in. If you have already afar loose on the bottom, good, you could do the shechita. Iloi lo, you shouldn't do it. Why? Chashina, we're worried, maybe after you dig, you say, you know what, I don't need this extra course. I'm full, I don't need another meat. And it comes out, you dug for nothing. No, it's still better. If you don't allow him to do this, when Yitaka needs meat, you're not going to have meat because you don't let him to dig first. And you have to dig first to have offa lamata, offa lamayla. Therefore, it's better to take the chance of mimlech le'shachet and not be have a chasaron in Simchas Yontif. So it says about Basil, Moidim Shim Shochat Shiachbar Bedeka Vichasa. Omrab Zarika Omrab Yehuda, Vahu Shiyesha Deka Notz. And the Marshal speaks out Bashem Taisvis, that Rabbi Yehuda is going on both Madiyam, Basham Basil. You have to have a shovel that's already dug into the ground before Yontif. That means the ground's already dug up before Yontif, and it's already loose, and the shovel's sitting in the sand already from before Yontif. Like Rashi explains, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's not as osi asay b'doicha lo yisase. We're not going at that. We're going that there's only issa derabbanan here, maybe. Or maybe no issa at all. Since the earth already is dug, and it's already sand, and the shovel is there, that's enough, and therefore it's not a problem to cover the dam, to cover the blood. Now what's the maila having a dekanot? So Taisa speaks out on Daf Ches Menav de Masel Ve'enai, that makes that's not muksa, showing that's mukhan. It's taking care of the problem of muksa. So v'hu sheyesh lo dekanot z'moridiyayim, afraid the Gemara, okay, you took care of that problem. V'avakatisha, l'maisa, you're still grinding up the sand to make it soft, so it's still a problem of teichin. And Rashi says, it's teichin and it's a malachi. And it's a big kasha Rashi that some hold that there's no teichin if it's not gedula karka. Earth is not considered gedula karka, it doesn't grow from the ground. But Rashi's mashmah, there is teichin on that. So the most kasha is, I have teichin. We're talking about soft offer. The offer is soft already. It doesn't have to be ground up. So at the end of the day, we're talking about here, it's dug already and it's ground up. There's another kasha. You're making a hole. There's a binyan. There's a problem with binyan. When you clear out a hole and you take out the sand, that's avad guma. So that's a problem of binyan. And for the Gemara, when you build a house, you have to make a hole in the ground. So the Gemara, the going point of Abba holds, this is a Melacha Shem Tzricha L'Gufa. I don't need the hole. I need the earth. So that's Melacha Shem Tzricha L'Gufa. Melacha Shem Tzricha L'Gufa is Pata La. I can ask me a Kasha, it's Pata, but it's Pata V'Asa. So Tais asks the Kasha. Tais says, because Simchas Yontif, they were Mata, even Lichat Hila. So what comes out here is like this, that Misham Yehoz Lichat Hila, you go ahead and Shecht, even though you have to Kisa Adam, which is maybe an Issa, it's Issa of making a Guma, and but still he says it's mutter, and Mitzvah says no, Chila shouldn't do it. But the Eved at Simchas Yontif we could do it. Rashi on Daf Tesla base is another svara why Lichat Chila shouldn't be done, because you might find these clumps of earth and grind it up and be over teichin. That's why it's Lichat Chila also. But it comes out to feed this that the whole Heter Beishame is of course not to dig in the ground. It's only Surah Rabbanon and Gzeres, and that he holds mutter Chila. But he still holds only with the Eved is it mutter.